Proverbs 15, verse 3, these are God's words. The eyes of Yahweh are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. This is very simple to know, but very difficult to live in the light of the knowledge of. And so we must look to the Holy Spirit to write this truth on our hearts, that the eyes of Yahweh are in every place. And he tells it to us very kind of starkly. So he doesn't just say, the Lord always sees me. He tells us the eyes of Yahweh are in every place. It's like if Sophia is tempted by her fleshliness, her sinfulness, and she wonders if she can get away with something, and she looks up to see if mommy's eyes are around. And maybe mommy is not around. And then mommy's eyes are not around. And so she thinks she can get away with it. Do you know what the Bible says? Mommy's eyes aren't there, but someone else's eyes are.
God.
Yes. And you will not get away with it. God who made you. God who made you so that you would know him and honor him and worship him and love him and obey him. And then because you don't, who loves you and gave Christ for you, and gave Christ for you so that you would know him and worship him and honor him and love him and obey him. His holy eyes are in every place. Then we must always obey and serve and act and speak. His eyes are not just in the living room, when you're in the living room, and here with us in the dining room. His eyes are in our hearts and in our thoughts. He can see all of those things. It will never do to try to hide something from God. We often hide things from ourselves. In fact, we often need his word to show us what his eyes already told him. And that's why his word is living and active. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It reveals the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. And one of the things that we don't often keep quoting, and I'll turn there in Hebrews chapter 4, because God already knows these things, and he is kind to let us know what is in our hearts. Discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and then verse 13, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And so it's a great mercy of God that he gives us his word so that we can know ourselves. And a great mercy of God that he tells us in his word that his eyes are in every place. So we won't be the foolish people who try to hide what we are from God. But as soon as we realize it, we know that he knows it. And we come to the one who knows it, but gave Christ for us anyway. Gave Christ for us because of what he knows about us. And so we don't hide our sin, and we don't play with our sin, and we don't defend our sin. We turn from it unto God. Because we've got a true sense of our sin and an apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ. And what does he see? Well, he certainly sees evil, but here's a miracle in the second half of verse 3. He also sees good. Good that he gave by grace. Good that he gave by union with Christ and the working of his Spirit to apply Christ to us. And now there is life and love and righteousness and obedience in the hearts of those who are his through faith in Jesus Christ. Isn't it a wonderful thing that the eyes of God that are in every place might see good? Doesn't that motivate you to think good and desire good and love good, that the Lord might be pleased with what he sees of Christ when he looks at your own heart and your own mind? And then especially how we speak and how we act as well. What a wonderful little verse. The eyes of Yahweh are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful reminder. Indeed, it is not as if we have heard something new, but we have heard newly how much we need to remember it. And so we come now asking that your Spirit would write the truth of this verse on our hearts, and that we would be mindful of it. We praise you, O God, who have been so merciful to sinners such as we are. We pray that you would produce much good in us, that your eyes would see when they look at us, that you would be pleased and Christ would be glorified. In his name we ask it. Amen.